From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Prosecutors resumed their efforts yesterday to show there's probable cause to try Tyler Robinson. He's accused of killing political influencer Charlie Kirk. KUER's Sean Higgins was in the courtroom.
A large portion of Tuesday's hearing focused on surveillance video. Lead investigator David Hull testified it shows Robinson arriving the morning of September 10th, moving around campus and eventually escaping shortly after Kirk was shot.
What are we seeing now?
Mr. Robinson lowering and jumping off of the roof of the Losi building onto the grass area and then moving away towards Campus Drive. He appears to be carrying some kind of an object in his hand at this time.
Until now, only still images and short clips had been public. Prosecutors and defense attorneys also sparred over the line between religion and politics. The state is claiming Robinson deliberately targeted Kirk for his political views. Defense attorney Richard Novak objected to an affidavit that details Kirk's alleged feelings on political and religious issues.
There's a constitutional concern that this type of evidence being sanctioned by the court is going to suggest to the jury pool that this is a case about religion. This is not a case about religion.
Fourth District Judge Tony Graff ultimately admitted the affidavit to evidence, but did not release it to the public. It will be up to Graff to determine if there is enough evidence to go to trial. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says she got another threatening letter from the U.S. Department of Justice. The federal government is suing her to get access to private voter information. It wants to know if there are people who aren't citizens on the voter records list. Henderson says the new letter is sprinkled with threats of criminal prosecution. She has refused to give the voter information, saying state and federal law prohibit it. In May, her office released an audit of more than 2 million registered voters. It found only 27 non-citizens were on the rolls. Those people never voted, and their names have now been removed. Deportations are speeding up at Salt Lake City Immigration Court. KUER's Macy Lipkin went to see for herself.
Judge David Anderson told the courtroom on Monday that he had 93 cases just that afternoon. More than half of those didn't show up and were ordered removed. Over 90 cases in a few hours is a big jump from what I've seen on previous visits. Those had 50 to 60 for the entire day. Clay Alger is an immigration attorney in Utah. He says some of these cases are being rescheduled years earlier than originally planned.
My guess is a lot of these people probably had a hearing date that far in the future and just said, okay, I don't have to think about immigration court for a while. And then they, all of a sudden, the court will advance the hearing very quickly.
Attorney Isabel Lonasco urges immigrants to update their address with the court and to check their status constantly.
The same way you look at social media, you need to go and look at your case status.
The agency overseeing the courts says it prioritizes timely completion. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in West Valley City.
It'll be business as usual at Weber State University's Davis County campus today after a fire broke out east of the school last night. It didn't damage any structures and there weren't any evacuations on campus. The Red Cross says there were evacuations of several homes nearby. Fire crews stayed last night to put out hotspots. There's more fire danger in Utah today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for southern Utah because of hot, dry, and windy conditions. Mother Nature is going to start cranking up Utah's temperature dial this weekend. A strong heat wave is in the forecast Saturday and Sunday. The National Weather Service says most lower elevation valleys will top out in the triple digits. Right now, Salt Lake City is forecast to hit 104 degrees on Saturday and 106 on Sunday. Even toastier in Provo with 106 and 108 degrees this weekend. Moab and St. George have a similar forecast. And there won't be much relief overnight. Lows will only dip to the 70s for those locations. As you plan your weekend, think about staying indoors between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and stay cool by drinking plenty of water and taking breaks in the shade or air conditioning. You're listening to KUER News.